Hello, 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 my friends. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Lex Show. I'm your host, the lovable Lex Noel here, alongside with my special guest and awesome friend in the community. Say hello to the fetish dumb.
Hello, how are you?
I'm alright, how about yourself?
I'm great, it's been a beautiful Monday.
Beautiful. Have you seen the weather out here in the West Coast in Washington State? It's raining.
For us, we got a nice calm after the storm. It didn't stop snowing for the last 24 hours.
Wow, that is something.
Yeah, the snowbanks are like higher than me.
Oh my goodness, but... welcome, and I'm so happy to have you on the show because we've been talking about having you on the show, and years later, you're finally here.
I know. Life's been so crazy.
Tell me about
especially it. With what's going on, that to grab your footing and like ground yourself can be a very daunting task.
Oh, yes, it is. But I'm just happy to finally have you here, and that's all that matters, and I hope everybody and your family are doing all right as well.
I hope the same for you too, and I'm happy that the last time we were talking about this, since then you were in a much safer area of the country, so good things on all ends.
Yeah, before we get into the fun stuff, just to let everybody know that. Yeah, we drove all the way from Dallas, Texas, well, Mesquite, Texas, all the way to Washington State, and it took us the whole weekend.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was a beautiful drive, though.
Oh, yeah, it was. When we got to Utah, yes, we know, but seeing the mountains there just... brings back memories when I used to live in Arizona, just seeing all the mountains, you know?
I'm sure. That must be beautiful. I got to see some of the Red Rock over in Vegas. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that when you see Vegas, it's like Vegas is in a surrounded by a dust bowl, you know?
Yeah.
I say that's funny.
Yeah, it is. It really is, though. Like, even flying out from Vegas, it's really in the middle of nowhere. It really is. Middle of a desert. Oasis of sorts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because me and my wife went there when she wanted to go to a DEF CON, and I finally said, cool, I get to scratch visiting Vegas off my bucket list. And once I got there and experienced it, I said to myself, this is it. I'm like, oh, the reason why people like it because they like to gamble. But me, I'm just like, I hardly gamble. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's not my thing either. I like the energy, I guess, over there. And the fact that it's like two international like people. So it's catered more like diverse and... every single food place you could ever imagine has a steak in Vegas. So you get to have all of the fast food that you ever want and lights and nothing ever stops. Which is like New York. It's nice. And same with LA. It's just not for everyone. Or Nashville, I guess, is the same way too. There's always something going on in Nashville.
Oh, it is. But what else?
Louisiana.
Hey, I was born in Louisiana.
Yeah? So cool.
Yeah, I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, but the rest of my childhood, I was raised in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Wow.
Yep, but my dad missed home in New Orleans, so he packed up everybody into a Blue Station wagon, and we drove cross country from Arizona to New Orleans. And the crappy part was going through Texas. Yeesh.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Because it's a huge state.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You had a Blue Station wagon. My dad had a tan one with wood panels.
Ooh.
And we had seats in the back so all the cousins could sit in it.
Oh, same here, same here. But moving on, shall we have some fun?
Absolutely.
All right, so in this segment, where I like to call it, nostalgia is a hell of a drug.
Sure is.
I know, right? Because you see recycled wood right now and wants to remake, remaster everything, and get this. They want to make a brand new sequel to the Goonies, and I'm like, why? Why?
Yeah, I gotta touch that.
Right? And oh my goodness.
I said they're doing the same thing with the Labyrinth.
Yeah, and I was like, don't touch it, because just let David Bowie's legacy live on. Come on now.
And look at The Crow. Did you see the movie yet?
No, I saw the trailer, and when I saw the trailer, I said, nope. Like, nope.
To be honest with you, because it's, like, recycled, I think that they should do what Interview with the Vampire has done and just make it into a TV show that has seasons. Because, I mean, the last season of Interview with the Vampire was phenomenal. Like, I don't think it gets any better than that for TV.
Oh, yeah, because on season one, when I was watching it with my friend Halo, because she never watched it. I mean, she never seen it before, but yes, giving a shout-out to Halo, a.k.a. her studio, Show Enough Studios. When she watched it, and I forgot, like, on this one episode, there was some hot sex scenes in there, and she was like, oh! No, she wasn't embarrassed or anything. She just didn't expect that. That's all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no. It is risque, but I read the books maybe when I was a little too young to read them. But yeah, it was very, very diverse type of gender and fluidity and what excites you. So it's really awesome to have been educated on different types of intimacy by a book series, and now watch it be intimate on TV, and like just how I read the book, like it's all coming on the screen. Even the changes that they made, it just all makes sense. Like it's in that world, and the actor playing Lestat, I think his name is Sam Reed. He is Lestat. I think even more than Tom Cruise was ever Lestat.
Oh my god, and I think some of my friends will agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and oh yeah, I grew up reading some of the late Anne Rice's books, and my first book from her was called Pandora.
Yes, I recently heard the audiobook again. I haven't read it in so long. That's where you start. You should always start with Pandora.
Yeah, but I read that one part where oh my, it got so risque. I was in my teens. So sorry if I cut you off, but go ahead.
Oh no, you're good. Anne Rice wrote one of the most naughtiest books ever, the Snow White one.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
I'm surprised that's not on your bookshelf.
I know, right? I want to get a copy of it. I want to get a nice copy. I know that there's some special editions that just look beautiful.
Well, check out Half Price Books if there is one in your area.
There you got a BAM in my area.
Well,
have you heard of those?
Yeah.
Oh man, the the circus act that they make you go through just to get to the final part of handing the money at the register.
Yeah, because I saw a video about it. And I was like, wow.
Right? It's intense. Like, it's more questions than the FBI would give you.
Right? So, but moving on. And yeah, we're still on this segment. So, Fetish Dom. Well, I'll just call you at your initials, FD. So, FD. So, tell us out in the podcast world, what were in your years growing up, if during the 80s or the 90s era, what was the most great and most amazing part growing up in those eras?
Well, the way in which movies were so raunchy. And I'm not talking about, like, overtly sexual. I'm just talking about, like, The Return of the Living Dead. How they showed a bunch of punk rockers inside of a freaking cemetery in a mortuary. And just the scene of the girl just, like, dancing. She was so liberated. It's almost like, that's right, eat me. I don't even care. Look at me. Like, it was so empowering, and I remember watching it and not feeling shame at all. And I feel like a lot of that time had that in it. Like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, are you kidding me? How did that get past the misogyny of the world? You know? And then seeing them remake it into a TV show, that was the start. You know, Josh Whedon really put that out there. Like, well, we could do this long term. And look, they did. And I hear there's another Buffy resurgence happening too. And I'm excited about that. If Buffy Summers is back in it, you know? And I think she is. I'm excited about that. But I guess it was a very liberated time, even though maybe people didn't see it that way. I mean, look at Motley Crue and all the hair bands and Guns N' Roses. I mean, it was so gender-bendy. And I don't think that people see it like that, but they wore makeup heels. They had flannel over silk, and they had, like, leather jackets with lace underneath, like bandanas and all kinds of really feminine scarves. So I don't know. I like that about it. It's almost like people could just be.
Oh, yeah, man. That is so awesome, just hearing you talk like that. And yeah, me growing up during the 80s, well, I was born in 83. And when I looked it up, I didn't know that what's his name? Billy Idol. His very first album was debuted on the year I was born.
For me, it was Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
Right.
And speaking of Guns N' Roses, I didn't know that Slash. Yes, people, he is African American, because when people saw a picture of him with his mom, they said, like, why his mom is black? And I was like, because he is black.
He absolutely is.
So, but yeah. Growing up, I just seen. Yeah, I grew up in the rap era where it's cool to break dance and everything. See a break dance battle, mm-hmm. And
I mean, look at the Warriors, that movie too.
but yes, while you was growing up with the hair bands, I was growing up with a very young LL Cool J, Run DMC. Mm-hmm. You know. Jeez, it's on the tip of my tongue. I'm sorry, people, but yeah, and yeah, I always wanted my own pair of Adidas, you know.
Yeah, I got to enjoy moon boots. I miss walking in those. I bought a pair actually, like maybe 10 years ago. I needed to feel what it was like.
Oh,
I still sell them.
Oh wow. Uh-huh. But, oh yeah, But did you know back in the early 90s, it was so cool that people wanted to wear biker shorts as a style, you know? Mm-hmm. And yes, I had a pair. Don't judge me, okay? It was just something that my parents bought me, all right?
No judgment here. Are you kidding me? Honestly, there's people on TikTok right now that go full, like, cosplay of the 80s and dress like the 80s every day. And Stranger Things helped make that happen, and I'm for it.
Yeah, I just couldn't click with Stranger Things because, to me, it just, like, it just everything, like, hey, remember this from the 80s? Remember this from the 80s? Remember this from the 80s? That's what it is to me. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, I can understand that. Totally.
So, but yeah. And knowing me as a big nerd, I seen a lot of weird and cool cartoons growing up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sad that during the early days of Nickelodeon, people don't remember the shows that I grew up watching. Like, there's this one game show that I like called Think Fast, and another one called Finders Keepers. Mm. go ahead.
The Raiders of the Lost Dungeons, or
that's Legend of the Hidden Temple. That was like late 90s. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, that's the only thing that people remember. But I know in the comment section below, people are going to say, what about Double Dare? I was like, yes, I remember Double Dare, all right?
There was a show with some, like, hot dog dude. Or, like, a bony dinosaur man. And it was a show where people would throw pies at people's faces, and the characters were like, your head stuck in, like, cardboard or something with, like, a body, so it's just your face and not your hands. I don't know, it was really so strange.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's called Wienerville.
Mm-hmm. That show gave me nightmares.
why
that guy that was a skeleton, he really freaked me out.
I put a spell on you.
For real, I don't know what it was. Like, his voice, just like the way that he was a skeleton and bones. I don't know. And it's funny because now I have bones all over my house.
What kind of bones?
Well, a raccoon must have died upstairs in this, like, empty spot above the garage. And I, like, took the skull and I bleached it and I degreased it, and then I put it up on my wall. It's hanging behind me. Mm. You can see it in my TikTok videos.
I think I remember seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made that myself.
Wow.
You didn't know?
You didn't tell me. Why did you? Would you tell me?
Well, by the way, my girlfriend's right here. She just woke up.
sorry if we woke you. We're sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
But
yeah, well, I made it myself. I have told you. I think you're forgetting.
So yes, and people, if you're tuning in, like, yes, I like to have when my guests have their loved ones in the background just talking to them, because it's funny, you know. Because mm-hmm. Last time at my old show, my friends Cody and her wife Lexi, they was having a fun little marriage squabbles, and I just couldn't stop laughing. like oh my god. Oh my goodness, but yes. Oh my goodness, but growing up in Flagstaff, Arizona, yes, it's a small town, but I made a lot of friends over there. So,
was there a lot of Mormon people over there?
No, you're talking about. No, I think you're talking about Utah.
Well, I know that there's, like, a few families out there now. That, like, sister wives show. They lived in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Oh well, I couldn't tell you because this was during the this was during the late 80s, early 90s when I was living there. So.
Well, now I guess it's like Mormon. Like a lot of Mormons live there. That's interesting.
And also, when my sister was living in a town called Chandler, because she went to Arizona to try to open up her restaurant, right? And she went to Flagstaff, and I couldn't believe it. She sent us pictures of our old house. It's still there. I was like, oh my goodness.
That's so cool.
But for some reason, all the houses around there, they're all painted brown. And I'm like, why? It was all the houses around there was painted with different colors, but our house was blue. Our old house was.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and yes, we got some nasty blizzards there, but we stayed there as a family through blizzards, a hailstorm, and a power outage. We stayed there as a family. So
actually, we're in the time frame of a winter emergency. it just started. We're having heavy winds, just like you described.
How powerful are they?
What did they say?
50 mile an hour
winds.
Oh, that ain't nothing. Oh, I was going to say, oh, that ain't nothing. If you lived in Texas, you would see 25 to 50 miles per hour winds.
Yeah, we're about to get that right now. I could see all the trees and hear the movement already. The power wires are, like, starting to shake. Oh, boy.
Well, do what I do. Go outside with your favorite flag and just take on the powerful winds as the wind blows your hair and your flag out there. Like, bring it on! That's just me.
That's a good idea.
but don't go anywhere yet. Don't go anywhere yet. But here's what. Moving on to another segment, like. What called this was your idea, and I'm glad that you told me about it. Like, I'm gonna ask you this: What was the movie that unlocked your queerness?
The Labyrinth and David Bowie. Because I knew he wasn't, like, I was like, I know he's not giving boy right now. Mm. I was like, this is not what boys do. I was like, whatever that is, I want.
Oh, you want to be the royalty over the goblins?
I just, like, saw him as such a beautiful, like, human. And, like, now that I'm older and I know that David Bowie is non-binary and that they identified as they them and they were gender fluid before it was cool, like, it just makes more sense as to why, like, someone who clearly in that role was like, I am me, and Jim Henson didn't care and neither did Walt Disney, and it was like just very feminine. I mean, doesn't a lot of anime also follow the same, like, line, like, just a beautiful man? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just, it did something to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, look at some of the old episodes of Sailor Moon. You will see some, you will see some beautiful guys. That
yes.
Oh boy, but oh my god! So I knew you was gonna say the Labyrinth, because a lot of people says that.
His package was all over the place in that movie, too, so there's that.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, I don't even think I like those things, but, like, I don't know why I feel on.
Yeah, ever since when people saw that, I saw some people... Oops, sorry about that. I saw some people dressing up as a... as David Bowie's the Goblin King from The Labyrinth. Even females, when they gender bent that character.
Yeah. The last drag show we went to, the drag king was dressed up as the Goblin King. It was perfect. I had it on my TikTok. I loved it.
Cool.
It was a good time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got some drag shows around here, too. So.
I love to see us not stopping no matter what, you know?
Yeah, I doubt they'll stop anytime soon. So I'm proud of that because we're not going to be stopped.
Nope, we're not going to hide.
Cool, cool, cool. And have you ever read some of the comics of The Labyrinth? They're very good.
No, but I've heard beautiful things, and I would love to read them. So I will be checking that out, because I did not know those existed. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, and, I keep telling people, like, there are some, besides the Marvel and DC comics, there are some indie comics and other comics. Publishers that are cool. Like, you just don't have to, you just don't be bombarded with the big two, Marvel and DC. Like,
oh yeah, I follow a lot of like modern comic writers, and there's tons of them on TikTok. People just independently starting their own. I love that. I love to see the whole process. That's why I love TikTok, because you can see start to finish how someone builds something like that.
Right? Yeah, because Skybound, right now, they're doing some amazing job with the Transformers comics. And I was like, man, this is freaking awesome. Like, jeez.
Yeah. No, and I mean, look at Buffy. Buffy has her own comic universe.
Yeah, I know. And there's one comic story that my wife got me into called Saga, and I'm gonna let you in on something. If you want to read that comic, be prepared to have tissue right beside you, because oh my goodness, The stories will hit you. They will hit you like a ton of bricks.
Also, we can't not mention Tank Girl. I love her.
Oh yes. When people thought the 90s movies were weird, you know? Yeah.
That movie was one of the greatest movies ever. I don't care what anyone says.
No, I liked it. Personally, I liked it because there are some scenes in the movie where they show some panels from her comics fused in with the movie. And Lori Petty, she did a good job as Tank Girl.
She is Tank Girl forever for me.
Yeah, I just can't get over that that poster cover of her. Mm-hmm. So, oh yes, people. My God, when the early 90s hit, I thought I was living through one of the greatest eras of all time, you know, when the 90s happened, because I saw a lot of strange and cool movies. And growing up, I saw this one movie that my dad recorded. It was called Heavy Metal. So I sneakily watched it, and that was the first time I saw boobs. Like, oh my God. And the other thing is that my favorite comedians was doing the voices of some of the characters in that movie, like the late great John Candy and Harold Ramis. I was like, man.
That's such a cool project. I love heavy metal.
Oh yeah, and that was the movie that got me into Devo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Devo's amazing. And again, also in Tank Girl.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But
Uncontrollable Urge is one of the best songs ever.
I agree with you, and I did like their song about Dr. Detroit. Yeah, based on a movie starring Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd is so cool.
Yeah, if you watch that movie right now, you will see a very young Fran Drescher. you know, the nanny, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, but growing up in the early 90s, sometimes me and my late brother will go to Peter Piper Pizza to play the arcades because they always have some of the amazing arcades there. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a pizza place, but they had nothing but arcades in there. It was like this is a dream come true. Like, I never want to leave this place because I just want to stay here and play all the arcades.
That's how I felt about Coney Island every time my parents brought me there. I would cry when we had to leave.
Oh, Coney Island. Were you there when, I guess you went there when they made that scene from the Warriors iconic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before I moved to Massachusetts, I lived in Queens, and so Coney Island is not very far.
Oh, that's
cool. And it's just a good time. You could take the train there.
Cool.
I went recently.
And you didn't invite me? How dare you?
Yeah, for Christmas, like 2 or 3 Christmases ago, we went to New York. It was a wonderful time. It was the coldest week recorded in New York history for like the last 100 years, but it was worth it.
And speaking of Coney Island, since you liked the Warriors so much, so what was your favorite gang through the whole movie? Besides the Warriors. If you have any.
The Warriors.
Oh, you didn't like the baseball club where the guys had face painted or the iconic DeLezzies. It's yeah, and go ahead.
I just remember when New York looked gritty like that. You know, when it wasn't all polished and proper like it is now.
Yeah.
There was still places being demolished. It was a town. There was like whole blocks that were just like rubble and like empty lots. And nothing looked like how it does now. I feel like when they still had all the sex shops and the sex movie theaters, like, what a time. The corruption was so big and the cops, like, I don't know. I think back to Batteries Not Included a lot when I think of the Warriors. Like, those two movies in my head, like, just fit together. Like, they were happening in the same universe. Because they must have, you know?
And speaking of the Warriors, I do recommend, if you have a PS2, I do recommend playing the game because it's a prequel to the main story.
I do have a PS2. I can play that. I just gotta find it.
Oh yeah, it's getting hard to find, and the prices is going up for it, no thanks to those game collectors out there. Yeesh.
I bet. And I don't think an emulator has it yet.
No, I think it does. I'll let you know after the show.
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much. You're the best. Seriously.
Oh, you're welcome. And yes. And what else? Oh, yeah. And you mentioned Batteries Not Included. I didn't know that you liked that movie, too. I liked it.
I want to get the little family tattooed on my arm.
Of the robots?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's dedicated.
I'm a little alien, you know? So I want little aliens.
Oh, are you a Martian like Marvin the Martian from Looney Tunes?
You know what? That movie, I remember being little and watching it because it was on like one of the like public broadcast channels, and they kept playing it all the time, and I couldn't stop watching it because it's such a good movie. Like, it goes to so many places that like you could never be bored. But anyways.
Yeah.
I was saying to myself, like, that's when I started recognizing that they would call us aliens, you know? And I was saying, me and these things don't have anything in common. Why do they use that word for us, you know?
Hmm.
Like, how am I an alien? I'm not even, I'm the same.
Which is...
that movie taught me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it taught me a lot, too. Like, these people... These strange and eccentric people living in this small building that this evil company wants to demolish it so they can put new a business building on their property.
Yeah. If you want to, like, my Roman Empire is how I'm still mad at the rich for batteries not included. That's how long me and the rich have had a beef, you know?
No, but the cool thing is that at the end, their apartment building is right between the new business building. So I was like, cool, they made a compromise.
Yeah. That movie just, like, not for one second did I, like, think it was fictitious that's what was going on. Like, I saw it. I saw new buildings being put in places where people used to live, which wasn't, like, even suitable for people to be living at.
Yeah.
And so I believed, like, I thought that Batteries Not Included was one of the few movies that actually told the truth about what was going on and how slimy people could be. And even the fact that, like, Ricky was Puerto Rican and, like, he betrayed, like, the working class. He betrayed the pregnant lady who's also Latina. Like, sometimes it's the people who, like, feel special and treated, like, differently by rich people that hurts us the most, and they regret it. And we're seeing that now with, like, so many Latinos voting for Trump and now having to run from ICE. You know what I mean? Like, all that stuff in one movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie. One of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, yeah. And I agree with you. That is a good movie. And what else? I still remember watching it with my late brother. And speaking of TV, I was going to say this. I miss regular cable. Yeah.
Me too.
Because streaming service, yeah, they're cool and all, but what happens if your favorite show gets taken off, huh, the next day?
Well, we can't watch Spice Girls on TV at all, because it's not on TV or streaming, it's gone. And we only just got 28 days later, recently, back on streaming. It wasn't even there.
And
there's tons of them. There's one that's like, Kirsten Dunst is in it, and Cisco's in it, and it's like a retelling of, like, a Shakespearean movie, and it came out around the time of, like, 10 Things I Hate About You. And it's, like, nowhere to be found. It's weird.
I was going to say, I saw the trailer of the brand new 28 Months Later. And I said to myself, oh, my God, they're still doing that?
I'm okay with that, because I remember, like, that movie changed everything. It was so horror-filled. Like, before that movie, like, yeah, the zombies were changing and whatever, but, like, they were rage.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say, yeah, they made these zombies could run just like you.
Mm-hmm, even faster than you.
Yep. Just like on a sequel.
And then, you know, you have COVID happening and then believing it that it came out of a lab, and then you have that movie and it's like, oh no, what the hell happened? What's going on?
Oh dear. Yeah, the pandemic, but I'm just gonna say this. Thanks to my favorite games and my favorite sport keeping me sane during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was gonna say this, and yes, seeing a gritty New York, that's how I thought Escape from New York was, you know.
Yeah. That's another one that has comics and Big Trouble Little China too.
Oh yeah, I think I got three issues of the comics of it. And I was And I was like, does it take place after the movie? Like,
Yeah. I like the ones that are continuations. I just realized that The Expanse is also a comic book.
No, first it was a novel. It's a book.
Now it's a comic book too. I just saw some and I was like, what the hell? Since when?
Yeah, but to let you in on something, my wife says read the books is better.
There's so much in the first season that they didn't carry into the rest of like the series, the TV show, that I know that it's much better, I'm sure. Cuz they dropped a lot of stuff that I made the show cute that I liked about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yes, read the book is better. That's my opinion.
I will definitely check it out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and other than that, yes, when I say I miss cable, yes, I miss watching the Sci-Fi Channel, not the Sci-Fi Channel that you see today. I'm talking about.
The Sci-Fi, what the hell is that?
Yeah, because when you watch the Sci-Fi Channel back in the day, they show a lot of sci-fi stuff, even the Incredible Hulk TV series starring the late Bill Bixby, you know?
Yeah, wasn't Xena and Hercules on that channel too?
Was it? I think.
I don't know.
I don't think so, but my favorite sci-fi show, Farscape, was on there. That's where it made its debut.
Yes, I remember. Like, it got so big.
Oh yeah, people thought it was a weird show because it's not Star Trek, it's not Star Wars. Like I don't care. It's a new thing, and I like these ragtag of these heroes. You know?
Yeah.
Like.
There's so many shows that sci-fi, like, there was one about going back in time, and there was freaking dinosaurs.
Yeah, and
I saw recently, like, a whole thing about it on TikTok, and I was like, oh my god, I haven't thought about that show in forever.
I still think about it because thanks to that channel, like, every time when I get ready to have to go to dreaded elementary school, I watch a little bit of Transformers before I have to go.
Yeah,
G1 Transformers. They show some of the cartoons from G1 Transformers and Star Wars droids.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I miss the actual sci-fi channel, not the sci-fi channel where you watch some god-awful movies.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't even know what. Like, I stopped watching after they changed the name to Sci-Fi.
Yeah, they still say it's still called sci-fi, but I was like, that's not how you spell sci-fi, okay?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, they can't do that. Sci-fi made it cool. I was like, no, now all the people who aren't really into science fiction are gonna come watch, and then they'll make it for them and not for us.
Oh yeah, and once I showed Danielle the very first trailer of the Dune movie, the new Dune movie, and I saw it in her face, she was like, in her eye, they was like, what have they done? Like, this is not supposed to be in the book.
Yeah.
They just made it into another action movie.
Yeah, for real.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, the David Lynch one was god awful, but people appreciated it.
I loved it. What, they thought it was god awful?
It's a lie. Speaking of failure.
And oh my god, they're making a third person action Dune video game, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
God. And I cannot believe that they're making a new live action He-Man movie and they got Jared Leto to be Skeletor. I'm like, what?
You didn't they already learn that he just should stop?
What?
Movies. He has a cult. He should be like get out of movies. Nobody appreciates his little like weird things that he does. Like nobody liked the Joker. Like he has a lot going on. Did you hear about his cult?
Yeah, I didn't know he had a cult, but I heard that he did some weird and crappy things behind the scenes to his fellow cast members during the filming of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, like why are they letting him in Hollywood still?
Because
retired him already.
Because he's a big rock star. Because I didn't know he was the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yep, that too. But that's how he started his cult. It was through rock stardom.
And yes, look what he did to my favorite anti-hero from Marvel. Look what he did to Morbius.
Look what he. That's what I'm saying. Matt Smith was so good in that movie. Why did they pair him to him?
And I was like, Michael Morbius doesn't act like that. He is a guy who got genetically infused with a vampire bat. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
And that's why.
Isn't it like their answer to Spider-Man?
Yeah, because everything has to be. Because when people think of when people think of today's MCU, they think of everything has to be like the Guardians of the Galaxy or the Avengers. Mm-hmm. Well, there are some superhero groups that deal with stuff, you know. And last year, once X-Men 97 happened, oh my god, I recommend watching that show, but. And seeing the people saying like this is why did they make this? This is too woke and all this and that. And I was like, the X-Men been woke since the 60s.
Right, they were the reason. Like civil rights movement was the reason why they did it all. Like what the hell? I really dislike people right now and their views on how things should be. Because they're cutting out so much great stuff. Like, they don't remember. They don't remember how amazing TV used to be. And how it's becoming amazing again. And they're going to take it away. The next 4 years are going to be so boring. Nothing will be, like, green-lighted that's anything good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but sorry for that small tangent, everybody. But we just got to get some stuff off our chest.
Well, venting is okay.
but yes, back in the 90s, oh my god, once my mom saw that I was becoming a huge X-Men fanatic, she bought me for Christmas of 96, she bought me a lot of X-Men merch from comics to toys and posters.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh yes, Ed, I told people like, why you like Gambit? Because I said, because we hardly have any superheroes that's from New Orleans or from the South, you know?
Right?
Like, yeah, like so true. When you see heroes, they're always from the East Coast or the West Coast. Like, hardly any Southern. Oh, wait. I take that back. Yes, we have Gambit and we have Rogue and Cannonball. Mm-hmm. Those are the three people who were born from the South. And yes.
Yeah.
And yes, my mom, her favorite superhero group is the first superhero family, the Fantastic Four. And her favorite favorite member is the Thing. the lovable blue-eyed Thing. Benjamin J. Grimm from Yonsei Street. Yeah, Yonsei Street is supposed to be like the one of the roughest neighborhoods in New York that Ben Grimm grew up in. You know, like the Bronx or this and that, you know.
Yeah.
So, are there any superheroes that you grew up liking?
I liked Jubilee, and I liked Rogue, and I liked Tank Girl. I love Batman because I felt really like seen by Batman. Not the rich wealth part, but the like having to fend for yourself and being a scapegoat and like having to like have my own personal space to deal with my trauma because I was like really traumatized. So it was just nice to see like trauma unfold onto someone who has all this privilege. You know what I mean? Yeah. Made it feel like trauma could happen to anyone, and so it was nice to see someone who didn't hide their trauma at all. It's more like took it and put it on as a shield, and I like that about Batman. I mean, Batman.
Oh,
he's a anti-hero, and I like anti-heroes.
No, he is a hero, but he does it in a different way.
Yeah, he has to sometimes be the bad guy to be the good guy.
Yeah, and a jerk to all his fellow superheroes, especially Superman. Yes, I'm a Superman fanatic because you want to know why? Well, you know why? Because it's not because of the costume or the powers that he has. No, he wants to protect people. So yes. And yes, and I still thank my mom and dad for introducing me to him when I was 7.
That's nice. I'm so happy that your parents were like big fans of like escapism because I think it's healthy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we had a good time playing Super Mario Bros. 3 together, and oh my god, I still remember the ad for Super Mario Bros. 3 for the Nintendo.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and from you saying that, I guess you never had a Nintendo growing up, right?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh.
I was able to play at my friend's houses or cousin's houses, so, like, I just cherished every time that I did get to play, you know? And now, I mean, I have a PlayStation 2. And I have, the first PlayStation. I bought them after the fact or acquired them after the fact, but like I don't care. Like somebody else was, I stream PlayStation 4 and people were like, oh wow, I miss PlayStation 4. I think I'm gonna stream 2. Like, you know, we have these games, like they're moving towards cloud gaming, which is cool, but I think there's gonna be a rise in nostalgia, and I think that PlayStation 4 is in that space now in people's heads. It's not how it used to be, where everybody was so excited about it. Now it's like cloud, place, wherever, you know? So, I like going backwards with gaming, because that's a history. You're playing a historic game that really inspired a lot of little kids and adults, and like still pulls on nostalgia now, you know?
Yeah, and yes, because I do like the simpler types of games, because gaming today, like, oh my goodness, you just cannot escape the people who just doesn't like the game that you play because the main character is a female and yada yada yada, you know? Ugh.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I still, and right now, you want to know what I've been playing? I've been playing on my original Xbox.
Ooh.
Yeah, not the
GameCube.
Oh, we still got our GameCube, and we didn't have to pay $600 just to get it.
That's good.
Yeah, because you know when I met Danielle, we used to go game hunting. It used to be fun just game hunting, but now it became expensive and and the purists just wants to jack up the price of everything, and we're just like, and we're just like burnt out of it. We were just like, meh, like.
Just, yeah, it takes the fun out of it for sure.
Yeah. So, but yes, and people, no, just to let you know, people are ditching their PS4s for the PS5 because people want their frames, their 60 frames per second, and they want their game to look crisper and this and that.
I'm sorry, but I've been playing the PlayStation for Mortal Kombat X. It's crisp as hell. If people need more than that, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at somebody, like, split up someone's head and put freaking swords through skulls. Like, it looks pretty neat to me. I think I love all different types of games.
I do, too.
Some games, like there's nothing wrong with the PlayStation 4 at all. The quality's still so good. It's not Unreal Engine, but what the hell? Like, not everything has to be Unreal Engine, you know?
Yeah, and I have like 10 or 11 controversial games that people just go on their YouTube channel just to bash on it because they don't like it, because they don't like woke and DEI BS. But every time when I see that, I just stay on my own lane and just enjoy it.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I found that a lot of people play these games, they just don't talk about it. They just don't post about it. So, like, it's up to us to, like, really stream these games. Like, I'm so happy to... The other day, I was talking about Two Falls that I've been playing on PC on Steam. And somebody was like, oh, I started playing that. Like, there are people that play those games. And there are people that are looking for those, you know, and supporting those. That's why I want to play more games like that. Like, the game that you were showing me, I want to play that. I want to stream it. Maybe we should stream it.
Well,
we'll play together.
Yeah, and to let y'all know, the game she's talking about is called Warframe. So, I've been playing it ever since 2017.
No, the other one that we played the other day that was in Spanish. That one.
Oh, Mexico 1929. Gotcha.
Yes, that one. Beautiful. I love it.
Well, if you want, I can stream more of it for you if it's not too late for you.
I actually have to do some things, so we should be wrapping it up sometime soon. Look at us. We didn't even feel an hour go by.
Yeah, because we've been on here for 57 minutes.
Yeah, that was an hour. That's crazy. I love it. See, this is great. I love discussing stuff like this. And like I said, we will definitely have to be back on because I want to get dressed up next time.
Like, well, it's not.
Brittany does too.
I was going to say, it's not mandatory to dress up. It's not.
No, but anytime for any reason, you should. We should. The little light in our worlds, you know?
All right. Well, I got nothing to do tomorrow, so if y'all want to do this again tomorrow, we can, or later in the week.
Absolutely. We'll figure out a time when Brittany's off next, and we will do this again. We'll sit down, and we'll ask her questions. I can't wait. She's always asking me questions, and I never get to sit down and give her an interview, so maybe it will be a good time to do that.
Oh, darn. I forgot to do that. I forgot to interview you. Darn it.
We can do it next time. You'll interview me and Brittany. And you did. You asked me some questions. There was an interview process here.
Yeah, but I know you wanted to talk about the what you do for a living.
Oh, we could definitely do that. Anytime. Maybe next time I'll get more into it. You know what? Maybe we'll just do one, you and I will dress up as Lady Dimitrix. And, because I still haven't put that on for, like, the public, only in private. So, I'm going to pull that cosplay outfit out.
All right. Well, just name the time and day, and because I'm free all week. So, before we go, you have any shameless plugs?
My website, Fetish Fairy Dog, FETISHFAIRYDONNE.com. You go there and you'll find everything and anything that I'm working on all in one place.
Cool, cool, cool. I'll make sure to put the link up on the website, and don't worry, I won't put it on that video platform, just to let you know. Because I may get copyright. I may get copyright. Slap with a copyright.
Oh, I won't. Don't worry. I won't strike you with a copyright ever.
No, because of your website, because they want to keep it kid friendly, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yes, people. Any walks of life is welcome here to the Let's Go Lex Show, because I found a lot of cool people, especially people in the SW lifetime, the goth, punk rock, metalheads, nerds, casual gamers, etc., etc. They're all welcome here. Especially all my friends of the rainbow, especially my friends in the trans community, because I will make sure that y'all won't be silenced or anything. You all are my friends.
Especially now, we have to really support our most compromised peoples, and that's the trans community and the immigrant community right now.
Oh yeah. So once again, thanks to the Fetish Fairy Dom for being my special guest, and thank you all for listening, and I hope y'all to see y'all next time here at the Let's Go Lex Show, and I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Take care, and as always, stay classy, my friends.
Bye.